You have just entered the Katie Ma podcast. Keyboard plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to episode 59 of the KB Mod Podcast. A very special episode, as I think this is the entire crew right now, right? As of late, we've got Alex, who even decided to join us and not take a nap, which, Alex, I appreciate it.
Okay, it's 10 o'clock here, Scott, so that wouldn't be a nap. That'd be going to bed.
Okay, well, I don't know what you crazy actors do. But it's a very special episode because we have the very, once again, I'm going to call you special. I called Jordan special last week, too. I know it has negative connotations.
Jordan is special in his own way.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. That's a good special, right?
Yes, maybe. The good kind. Okay. The way
I don't want to say off. I don't want to say that publicly, but yeah.
We have Sean Anders on the cast. What is going on, Adam? How you doing?
Hello, hello. Now, I'm going to tell you ahead of time. I'm eating dinner because you guys smack dag in the middle of dinner time. So I'm going to go ahead and mute myself when I'm chomping up. A storm. Other than that, we're good.
No worries. What is on the Sean Anders dinner plate tonight?
We got some veggies. We got some chicken, some potatoes, some bread, and an apple.
Don't ask personal questions like that. Adam likes to keep his YouTube and personal life separate. So
that's true. Dinner is a pretty personal thing.
That for a gamer, that is like the most balanced diet you can have for dinner.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, most of us are eating cheese hot.
Check out my dinner. My dinner's real great.
Nick Fenton holds up Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids.
I had beans and a baguette.
Nick Fenton also worked on Treasure Island at 5 in the morning. on DVD.
I got the email verification for Muppets Treasure Island today. So probably shouldn't have ordered that at 5 o'clock.
That's Amazon. What a purchase. Prime, dude. That is a good purchase, though. But, yeah, all right. Well, let's get into what we've been playing this week, because last week was a little – we had a PAX recap. But Adam, typically what we'll do is we'll go down the list and just talk about what is eating up our gaming time. So let's start with I'm going to go in the order of the screen on the stream. Nick Plaid Couch, as your name on the screen says. What have you been up to?
I haven't been playing very much. I think I put Counter-Strike and that was pretty much it. I tried a little bit of Guild Wars 2. I'm not very far at all. I'm like level 7. And
you seem upset with that game.
I'm not upset.
Hey,
it's
Nick.
It's not Guild Wars 1.
Nick, remember a meme I made? Like
all I don't have any feelings.
Remember a meme I made about that?
No, I don't.
Okay. I can link it in the chat later.
It's pronounced May, please.
Nick, do you play any Young Moneycraft lately?
No, dude. I don't think people are requesting that series to come back at all. So.
Yeah. I haven't seen like 50 comments on your last video about it or anything.
No.
You played, what is that Halo Minecraft game you uploaded
today? That's on Xbox, but it's called
Murder Miners. Oh, so you don't talk about,
Murder
I said
Miners.
We're gaming, Nick.
This
I didn't
is a
say
PC platform. Podcast.
Yeah, you could say if you've been doing that,
well,
fine.
Then I've also been playing Halo.
Being
I've also been playing Halo.
Because
I'm a bad person.
Are you going to get Halo 4, Nick?
I already have the limited edition pre-order.
Have you been practicing
I'm also
with your controller?
Yeah, really poorly. I feel like... Yeah. An idiot, like a layman, or like the thumbstick is like. I also have the small fingers, so it doesn't help at all.
Yeah, you do have the tiniest damn hands on the planet.
It's always a subject. It's always a talking point.
You bring it up.
That time I brought it up.
When you bring it up, I think about them again, and I'm like, wow, those are really small hands.
It helps to think about what somebody's thinking about in a conversation.
Dan, it really is an experience to listen to you comment on someone else being small-handed. Your small body.
I know. My hands are bigger than Nick Fenton's.
Yeah. Well, and you're also 4'9", so.
Yeah, so.
That means you got a big old python penis, right?
Wow. All right, Alex, what have you been playing after 10 o'clock time? You're like me when I live in Pennsylvania.
So you're a loser? I'm a big loser right now. I don't have time. I think the last video game I played, it might have been 1v1ing Nick on Halo 2 at the Machinima offices. That might have been the last video game I played.
Jeez.
Okay. I don't have time.
That's quick. Let's jump down to Brandon. Brandon, what about you?
Tribes.
CSGO?
No, I actually haven't played much Tribes. Played a little bit, but I played a little Forge. That's been fun. Played some. And, God, what else? I can't even remember what I played this weekend.
Just Cause.
I actually didn't get time to play much Just Cause. I really wanted to.
I played that. But I finally tried it. It's amazing.
Mainly just Forge. I was playing that a lot.
All right.
I made a video. You can go watch it.
Yeah. Go ahead and pimp that out right now, dude. No problem on the cast.
You have a YouTube channel?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
I do. It's brand new.
YouTube.com/nfenbids for all of Volition's work.
I like how on Scott's Xbox Live profile, on his motto on there is YouTube.com/nfenbids because I changed it.
I watched you do that.
Shameless self plugs, Nick. What about you, John? What have you been doing?
DF2 and pretty DF2. Much only DF2. Play a little bit of Guild Wars 2. It's not the best game, but it's okay.
I think your nostalgia is killing it.
No, Guild Wars, it's not. Like, my gripe with Guild Wars is that it's, the story it's part not of Guild it, Wars and, like, 1. And, no, the MMO part of the game, it's cool. Like, the story is cool. But the problem with the leveling system is that you have to do the world events if you want to level. Like, you'll complete a personal story quest, and you'll be, like, level 19. And then the next stage requires level 22. So you have to do all the world shit for, like, 6 hours before you can move on in your personal story, which is kind of stupid. Because what if I don't want to play with people on an MMO? What if I want to play a single player MMO? Fuck you, I can't do it. So
they've kind of gotten away from the Guild Wars 1 model of being able to solo shit. Yeah.
I mean, you can solo stuff, but it's still not that awesome. So I just play TF2.
Did I see you tweet that someone bought like a $150 rare hat or something from you?
Yeah, I sold a Sunbeam Grim hat, unusual Grim hat on eBay. I could have gotten a lot more for it, but I didn't feel like waiting for a market value. Anybody who pays $150 for pixels is a fucking retard.
Jeez.
Like, I could have got, like, I think because the because Sunbeam is like a god tier effect, I could have gotten like $300 for it. But if I would have sold that for $300, I would have zero faith in humanity at this point. So I just took that. He gave me $150, 10 crate keys, 6 fall crate keys, 4 name tag things, and some paint. Wow. So,
I gotta get into that racket. Unbelievable. Yeah. Do people just do that? Do they just farm TF2 items and just sell them?
You can't really farm. Unusual hats come from crates, and a key to open a crate is 250, and you have like a 1 in 100 chance for each crate to have an unusual hat. So,
you gotta spend a lot of money to get them?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, Adam. What about you? What have you been playing?
Nothing but mods. We played No More Room in Hell last night. That game is impossible. I don't know if any of you actually completed a mission in that game. And you played the game, I guess, is the first question.
I think I have it downloaded. I don't think I ever played it though.
It's pretty impossible.
Do you move extremely slow in that game, or is it making slow?
It's funny because when you watch other characters, they move like they have sticks up their asses. So they like kind of like, just kind of meander down the sidewalk. And some characters basically, they look more ridiculous than others. And I think it works in such a way that if you swing too quickly or you move, you know, if you sprint too long, then you kind of get encumbered. So you just turn into like a Fallout 3 character and you can't get away. But the zombies move slowly, so it's okay. That's a lot of fun, but that's frustrating. That's super frustrating because you end up just dying over and over and over again. But of course, The Hidden and then Trouble in Terrorist Town. Oh, by the way, Mark was saying that you guys are doing something with The Hidden or something. I don't know if that's a lie.
We played it. Scott introduced us all to the mod last spring.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we were playing it then, and like, I don't know what's
changed.
We
were getting kicked a lot. Like, you guys don't seem to have any issues in the videos I've seen. Is it pretty
stable? I was getting kicked. There was a forum that I looked up, and it was like, hey, if you're getting kicked, do this. I can't remember exactly what I did, but every time I try to join a server, it'd be like, yeah, it's working, and then you get kicked out like straight away. That's probably what you're experiencing. Since the thing is like super old, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
It still kind of doesn't have much support. Well, but now there's like maybe 10 or so servers last time we jumped on, but you can't play anymore because everyone like is trying to get on. So I think Mark's going to actually set up a server maybe by tomorrow. I don't know. I mean, I think that
I was baffled that you guys could even play.
Well, that was before it got like combombarded.
Because we Well, last year, like, we just, once we hit one good night, like one or two good nights of like playing for a few hours, and then it just never worked again.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Like, correctly.
I don't know if anything got updated. I don't think so, though, because I don't think they've touched that mod in years.
There are some KB mod guys
working,
updating it. Yeah. Yep. Some fans are updating the mod. There's a bunch of broken spawning systems. Well, it's a really old iteration of Source at this point, too.
Well, aren't they going to try to put it in the Go engine or the version
of the... Yeah, they should totally do that.
Source, so for Go, so that would be awesome. Hopefully, I was saying that's such a fun game. Like we've been playing it, I've been playing it a while, and like if there's any game that should have been picked up by Valve, you know what I mean, and given some love like they do with other, it's like that one to me is like universally fun. I just don't understand why they haven't done anything with it yet. But I don't know, maybe who knows.
You guys, excuse me, sorry, I'm like chewing food. This is so rude of me. Have you played Jailbreak on CS:GO?
Mm.
Any of you guys?
Not yet. People have been telling me about it. Yeah.
So
we hit the zombie last night.
Oh, not zombies, that. But yeah.
What, zombies in CS:GO?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Yeah.
It's just zombie mods.
There's a couple different ones.
Insane.
There's one apparently where you're running away from the zombies through an obstacle course, which I haven't played yet, which looks kind of cool.
Okay.
I saw a Shibby video that he did on that. And then the one we did is just kind of like traditional, I don't know, like zombies, but yeah. Cool. Chucky models, all kinds of crazy shit. The amnesia monster is a model in it. It's pretty scary.
Looks Nick like you're playing Source, though.
What's up?
The mod looks like you're playing Source, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's the Source maps and stuff like that.
Just depends on the map, yeah.
Yeah.
The first map we played had some Go textures, but the rest were all Source.
Yeah, it was definitely fun. I never played any zombies in 1.6 or Source back in the day. Nick was saying that. Nick, you played a lot of it, right? You didn't even play regular Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, that's sweet. All right. Well, Dan, you want to go real quick with what you're playing, and then we'll get into a little bit more senior chatter.
Pretty much some Forge and also obviously zombies and some CS:GO. I actually played a few hours of Super Street Fighter 4.
When are you going pro, dude? When are you going to EVO?
My Xbox controller is the best, dude.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I need a fight stick or something. It's really, really bad, but I can't beat the computer on like easy the whole way through, so it's just not gonna happen.
Mm.
But it's pretty fun. But yeah, that's actually been about it.
I'll go real quick. I've been playing CS:GO. Me and Nick played Smite last night for a little bit. Got into that.
It was fucking incredible. I've been playing that too. I forgot.
Yeah, it was really fun. I enjoyed it.
I did a whole stream of that last Tuesday too.
Yeah, yeah. So that's Smite. What else? That's about it. But all right. So obviously, as we have Adam on the cast tonight, we thought it would be fun to pick Adam's brain a little bit. And for maybe for people, I mean, some people may already know this stuff, but I think a lot of people are probably interested. Let's just start from the beginning, Adam, from YouTube, and you know how you got your start, and then actually we'll
how did your parents meet?
Yeah, let's start from
beginning.
Where were you conceived? Like all this kind of stuff.
What were the dinosaurs like, Adam?
They were amazing.
But like how you got started with YouTube, and then we'll kind of tailor it into because you post like you guys are posting a ton of Counter-Strike mods or Half-Life mods lately. So
yeah. It's been a while since I've given the old the spiel. How I got started treatment. That was 2009, I believe. I'm sorry, I'm trying to do like multiple things. Apparently we have our televisions connected to Amazon, and I'm trying to get it to work, and it's like, enter this 17-digit code. I'm like trying to get it to work. Anyways, sorry, I'm like totally distracted. So let's focus on priorities. That was August 2009, I believe. I think it was just for fun. I don't think there really was any, I mean, 3 years ago, there wasn't objectives on YouTube. It was just like, oh, let's make videos. There was no, obviously, network structure. There was no monetizing your content. It was simply, I think it was, I mean, the big guys were Hutch, Blame Truth, those type of dudes doing gameplay stuff. And at the time, I was living in Temecula and had no job and no sort of way to preoccupy myself. So I was like, all right, well, this sounds, at least, if not a job, something that I can do. Prior to YouTube, it was just kind of a lot of, I went to film school and I wanted to do something in the film television realm. And I guess I, for whatever reason, didn't connect the dots at that time. I was just like, okay, well, I'm not having a good time in life, so let's do something that makes me happy. And then, of course, you know, Call of Duty was something I played a lot. I figured that, you know, hold on a second. There's a new code now. Oh, Jesus Christ. Technology! Yeah, Skynet's totally screwing with me right now. But yeah, I mean, it was just the pursuit of trying to occupy oneself, because, you know, when you're in your early 20s, there's a lot of questions as far as, like, oh, do I want to work at Macy's, or do I want to actually strive for something more? You know, obviously, my parents were very supportive, and they knew that I wanted to do something that was creative. This just happened, and the whole, I mean, I didn't even know you could, back in the, I was like 2009, I mean, like, who was big back in 2009? I guess all the regulars, yeah. Right? Philip DeFranco's.
Yeah, kind of what you said.
Raybon Johnson's, and, I mean, mm-hmm. It was kind of like a foreign thing to me, but, you know, quickly.
Lisa Nova.
Lisa Nova. It was only like a couple months, I think, before people, like the whole gaming scene sort of took off. And then Machinima, obviously. I mean, I only was in the director's program for like 3 months. And then I got the job at Machinima. And that was 2 years. And then I was basically doing what I was doing on my channel, Machinima, with Hutch and Sark. And then from there, that was up until February. And now I'm just basically back on my channel doing what I originally was doing 2 years ago. So I haven't really been, a lot of people think that I've been like in this space for a long time, but I kind of just casually uploaded stuff. Like I did, I mean, obviously Call of Duty stuff, and Minecraft just sort of took off, and that was something that really helped my channel grow. But I didn't, it was just kind of like I'm making videos for fun, and it definitely, you know, was different back then. Obviously it's a different beast, but I felt like, it was hard. Like there, I think a lot of people are curious, like, oh, why'd you, you know, quit working Machinima? I think that it came down to the idea that I think I sort of got away from why I originally had started my channel in the first place, was, you know, I want to do stuff that, you know, is fun to me. I want to work on a project that's not based on some sort of company objective. It's not, you know, something that is for the greater good. And that was kind of a very odd conversation to have, where it's like, oh, you have this big entity that is your channel, but you're also here. And then you're on Respawn. It was very strange. It's been very kind of like hard to narrow down, you know, where exactly my place is. But I feel like right now, like especially like the content I'm making with the mods and the type of things I'm doing, it feels more in line with why I started. Of course, again, you know, you're never going to get back the, you know, oh, hey, you know, I'm going to go play with Blame Truth and Hutch, and it's super cool. We're playing kids together. Right. We're never going to get back there.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think the new state of things is to get a group of guys together, have fun, and try to sort of rekindle, even though you really can't. I mean, once it hits a point and people are buying, you know, houses and cars and hopefully not Sea-Doos anytime soon, it definitely kind of it does change things. And you guys know all about this. You guys have been around for like forever. My story was to, long story short, started for fun, seemed like something I want to be a part of, and then 3 years later, I still am, and I hope that, you know, just kind of keeps continuing in a nutshell.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good summation.
Oh,
yeah,
that
was helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, too, I don't know, you guys can interject whatever, but interject.
I just wanted to fucking get famous.
Thank you.
I want to get interjankum.
I want to interjank. But, no, my question, so you started out obviously doing, stuff like Call of Duty stuff. You did stuff with World at War too. When did the transition, obviously with Minecraft, when that started blowing up on the PC side, but it seems like now that's pretty much the PC is your bread and butter. As far as posting, I guess you probably do a mix of stuff still, but what was the transition? Was that Minecraft that started that? Or you can talk a little about that.
I mean, as much as you guys don't want to hear this, I was on a Mac to play Minecraft. Like all the videos, all the original Minecraft videos were all capped on a Mac, so whoops.
I think how about we talk about who got you into PC gaming?
I knew you were gonna say
there we go. Yeah,
let's talk about it.
I was like, he's gonna say something right now. that was it was originally Minecraft, and then from there I don't know exactly what I wanted to play. Like I don't know the reasoning behind getting the PC. I'm trying to think of what game was out that I really wanted to play. Let me see.
Yeah, I don't think it was about that.
Worldly calling to come to the PC just out of empowerment.
It was probably Modern Warfare 3, though.
It was. I think when we talked to Adam, it was more about like speed and the PC and the cost.
Yeah.
Because back at that point, you know, it was still before money wasn't an issue for a lot of people, and you were looking for, you know, a decent value that was going to last you for an extended period of time. And a Mac is clearly not that.
No. So. That's good for a lot of things. It's just not good for gaming, of course. I mean, yeah, Minecraft.
For people that have a budget.
Yeah. You don't want to pay like $3,000 for a laptop.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, as you've been getting to the worlds of mods and stuff like that, has the piece... We don't have to get into a console or platform war right now, but I mean, just judging
stream
from content
behaving
and where you spend
right
most
now,
of your time, which seems to be on Steam recently, yeah. It seems to me that you kind of you're a pretty big fan of the whole PC gaming thing, which is exciting.
Yeah, I think that you can do more. That's the thing. I think that I think when it comes down to, I mean, especially with the mods, I mean, the mods are the more entertaining nights. I think that I don't even. Like, I'm thinking about, like, I was really excited for, like, Borderlands 2. I'm like, yeah, Borderlands 2. And now I'm like, I just want to play, like, something random. Like, I want to just jump into something I know nothing about. It's like going to a movie and not watching the trailer. You're just like, what is this? Okay, let's have fun. That definitely is, you know, like, where my focus is nowadays.
Interesting.
Scott wants us to interject with questions, and I want to get off.
Yeah, well, I'm doing all the questioning, so go ahead. People just like, Brandon's drinking a Slurpee over there. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, I got a question. Adam, how did you feel about Scott Fisher when you went over to his place and he offered you a plastic pink goblet?
No, it was an ice cream bowl.
Yeah, it was like ice cream bowl. You're like, I'm like, do you have any glasses? You were actually in Vaughn's or Ralph's or what it was. You're like, I think we should purchase. Like, you were stressing out about the fact that we didn't have glasses. Yes. I didn't realize
it was guys multiple times for not having glasses.
I didn't realize it was a plastic goblet. It was like
it was amazing.
Like, yeah, it was like an Indiana Jones cup, but like purplish pink. And like, I was like, okay, I guess I'll just use this. That was an experience. That definitely padded my life experience for sure.
You probably never felt that classy before drinking wine, is my guess.
So I don't think class.
Really, no, that's bullshit. We drank wine out of plastic cups in a hotel room.
That's true. Mm, yeah, okay. But there's something about an ice cream cup.
Something,
you know,
that's
got an edge to it.
Yeah, it really brings. Get it right now, actually, for the stream. Well, you guys carry on.
It brings out the oaky flavors that you're really looking for.
Yeah.
Really swish it around. Nick makes his own wine.
Well, I don't know.
If you knew. What is it? Toilet wine.
Well, it's called Aspen. That's what
I went. I went to a winery tour yesterday, Adam, and it was located inside of a Tuscan castle.
Whoa, a castle!
It was called Casa de Amarillo or something like that. It's in Napa Valley.
Yeah,
and I bought two bottles of wine there that were a lot of money. They only make. It sounds like a lot to people who don't know anything, but you'd probably
there
know.
It is.
They make. They only make 5,000 barrels of wine a year.
Oh, wow.
Which is nothing for, like, a winery. So they take
that's like a weekend.
Yeah,
man.
They take pretty good care of it. It was pretty good wine. It was a bit expensive, but it was a good time.
That's all right. It's all right. Not too shabby.
No. All right. Well.
So, Adam, tell them who got you into PC gaming real quick.
Ask you guys multiple questions. Can we do multiple choice?
Yeah.
Okay, so how did you guys start? I'm sure you guys have told this story, but I don't know the story of how you guys started.
Just KB Mod as a whole, or basically about last May, we were like, really, well, what's really funny is we don't really post any news anymore, but that was kind of the start. Basically, Brandon and Bob, who does a lot of our behind-the-scenes stuff, and I were like, I don't like any outlet for news for PC. I don't like any of them. So we were like, well, let's start our own then. On the blog and hope for the best. We had no sort of plan in place at the time, but then I was already friends with John. I've been friends with John and Brandon for a really, really long time. And we basically, John sort of tweeted us out and got us started with some people, and then we just started on Blogger and went from there, and then we moved to the new site last November, and we did the Extra Life charity last year, and that kind of blew us up a lot. But we picked up people along the way, and we all actually just gamed together, really, is what it was first. I don't know how Nick Fenton got hooked up with us. I don't know how that actually happened, but...
And you Nick's really like, I don't know either. Nick's like, what the hell?
I have a really big conspiracy that Nick is the biggest fanboy in the world. And he's just been slowly climbing the ranks of
climbing the ranks of everything. Before you know it. Yeah.
I just joined the vent server one day. I was like, hey guys, how you doing? I'm just going to join you now. And then that was it.
From my perspective, that's basically what happened. I don't know what you're doing here.
Yeah. Brandon came on one day.
No one okayed your inclusion with Brandon.
But the podcast started, what was it? Oh, wow, Nick Fenton's piece.
Oh, Nick.
The podcast was originally me and John and Alex and Scott, and it was actually Scott's idea originally. Because he had just replaced Hutch for the first time.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ain't Chris, baby.
And then effectively killed that podcast for any future episodes.
What'd you do, two? And then it was dead?
One. It was like,
bam. We figured Respawn would follow the same path. Yeah. But so far, it's been going well.
It's kicking.
But, yeah, and then we had the Trout 91 on our first... Was it the first episode we had Trout on?
Yeah.
I think so.
Chavs.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the first. So,
and then it just kind of rolled from there, and
started getting developers on, which is nice.
Now we do 3.5 billion page views a month, so it's good.
3.5 billion, yeah.
Yeah.
We're pretty much Google, that's what they're saying. But, yeah. No, we have fun with it, but it's been cool getting to have developers and YouTubers alike on, so... Like when Jared was first on, he was the first dev we ever had on, Jared.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually extremely good luck because we were like, oh, he'll come on and do an interview because this is what we're used to from listening to like other gaming podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, he wanted to stay on for the whole 2 hours, do the news, do everything.
Even after I called him Jared Gertson like 20 times. Jared Gertson.
The thing about Jared is that he will answer the most vulgar, foul questions from chat. That's and he just doesn't care.
That's what true.
How many months ago was that? A long...
October. It was first week of Blacklight closed beta. Because I randomly got a key and was like, I'd never heard of the game at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is actually pretty good. And we're like, I haven't heard of these guys. Let's talk to them. So, and he was like, yeah, I'll do your podcast. The 16 episodes in, random guys on the internet. What's up?
Yeah.
So,
and now we've all beveraged with him on numerous occasions.
Yes.
Yeah. And it hurts so much every time.
We're always paying for it in the morning. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
and now
Scott,
Jared has his own KB Mod shirt. Yeah. Jared has his own shirt with his face on.
He does have his own shirt. Does. That's
wait, a KB Mod shirt?
Yeah, go to our store. There's a shirt with Jared's face on it.
All right, one second.
And it says "fuck KB Mod" as the hashtag.
There's a merch link on KBmod.com. But so that's pretty much our side of things.
Merch. That was good to rehash that a little bit. Look at Nanners facilitating
apparel.
Old memories.
Hold on, I'm looking up your inventory. I can't click on anything. What the crap?
You got to click on the shirt.
I'm clicking on the shirt. Nothing's happening.
Bob, what'd you do?
Oh, you're getting doxed, dude.
No, it's good. Oh, no, there we go.
The Jared beard.
Now, where is that?
Wow, the site is really slow. Or we're just getting pounded. One of the two.
Yeah, I love getting pounded. Heard that before.
I'll just link it in chat. There you go.
Definitely getting pounded.
Hold on. No.
Website crash? I blame Bob, dude. I blame Bob completely. He can't do anything right.
Wow.
Okay, well, that was a bit harsh.
Well, you're going to have to deal with it. You live in Pittsburgh with him. I can say things, and I'm
that's
safe
true.
In California.
That's true.
So,
if you know Bob and you still think you're safe anywhere in the
that's
world,
true.
Make him mad. Yeah.
That's really foolish.
So, all right, guys. So we relive some memories,
boom.
Some past memories. And we're going to take a quick break and then come back with some news, which I'm going to cut some out. But, yeah. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
We have commercials.
Don't
do it. Yeah, we have commercials.
Dude, this is super professional production right here.
And Scott doesn't edit them out.
I don't because there's gold.
Yeah. He likes the banter.
I like
he likes
the banter.
Commercial.
People want the real
uncut. Half the first banter, because I have to edit the YouTube video, half the first commercial banter is just talking about how Scott won't cut
the commercial
setup.
Just fucking cut the banter.
Well, Nikon's can edit again this week, I think, so he can cut whatever.
Yeah, he's good.
But
he's not in the hospital or on a jet ski or one of.
Wait, he has a jet ski?
Does he?
No, he has like a boat, dude.
Dude, he only lives like an hour from me. Nikon, you want to be friends, man?
No, John wants to because you weren't.
The dude's name is Nikon, like Hacker's Nikon.
Like Nikon
Lord,
Punch.
Lord Nikon?
Nikon Punch. He's a big camera dude.
Yeah, that's just he just goes by. That's his
he's also
he works in radio, so he's edits our
let's say he's a hacker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, sweet.
You're taking me off the grid right now.
Trashy our rides.
Yeah. Got a rollerblade through the streets. Let him know.
How you get around, man.
Are you cutting right, some of this news, Dan?
We now interrupt your scheduled programming to bring you an urgent broadcast from the front lines of America.
So the first piece of news, I'm actually super excited because I watched a trillion videos of this game. And I'm so excited because it looks awesome. Trials Evolution Gold Edition is coming to PC.
This is awesome.
So I don't know if any of you guys have played it on Xbox Live. But
yes. Yeah, I have. Yeah, it was good.
It's a game yeah. too.
Hmm. Well, no, but it's awesome. Look,
the thing that's amazing about that is the custom, yeah, levels that people make. I mean, just insanity, dude. So many good ones. One of the best I ever saw was the Terminator motorcycle chase scene, like the full thing, just perfectly done. I don't know how people fucking do it.
So well, there's a bunch. Awesome. Like I watched all Sham No Wow's videos of it because they're hysterical. Because he plays only like completely wacky custom ones, and there's one where you don't even have a bike. You just use the physics of your guy to get through the track, and like you drown him basically underwater, and then he flies up in the air. And there's an amnesia map, which is first person, and like it's crazy. But I'm glad it's coming to PC.
Didn't Trials start as a web based thing?
I think it did.
I want to
say the way it plays, it looks like Happy Wheels, not done in Flash, basically. Yeah. but Ubisoft is publishing it. Yay.
Sweet.
So 120 newly optimized and enhanced tracks.
They're publishing it, so that means you can only play it in each individual web browser one time.
So all the content from Trials HD will be in it as well.
120 new DRMs as well.
Hey, we'll get to that.
We have some repentance.
So Ubisoft is going to dominate the news here. So this next one up, I don't know if you guys have seen or heard of this game, but it's going to be Ubisoft's first free-to-play game. It's called Mighty Quest for Epic Loot.
Is that really the name of this game?
Yeah, it's the
according,
name of
according to Ubisoft, all their PC games are free-to-play.
Yeah, yeah, because they're all just pirated.
Because
every single copy is pirated. They've never made $1 off a game.
So...
But what this is you create the dungeon for the adventurers to get through. So it's like the opposite of World of Warcraft. But you get experience for stopping them, kind of, is how it's going to work. Mm. But it
Wait,
works on a
system. Isn't there already a game like that? It's called like... it's
probably.
It's a Paradox as a game. It's like dungeon something. And that's the same thing. You have the adventurers and they go through... And then, like, you have, like, you're the dungeon master, and you, like, put down traps and put down enemies. It's, like, it's basically the same thing, yeah? Have you guys seen that? What's it called? Dungeon something. I can't
dungeon
remember.
Dungeon Defenders? Is that what you're talking about?
No. This is
an actual...
reverse Dungeon Defenders, essentially.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same game. Hold on. Yeah. And Dungeon Land. That's what it is.
But, yeah, you get, well, like Dungeon Defenders and Orcs Must Die, you have, like, a certain amount of stuff you can put towards... enemies or traps, and like you could spawn a big boss guy, but that's going to be like all your points kind of for that room, and so you basically try to just set up rooms to stop the adventurers. But it's gonna be free to play. We would have pirated it anyway.
Can I just say that that is the worst name for a game. Mighty Quest for Epic Loot. That sounds like a code name, like that's what they call it on the first day when they had an idea.
Yeah.
Project Mighty Quest.
I give them points for trying to be like, look, we don't give a shit. Look at this name. It's clever.
It's so meta. It's so meta.
Yeah. I mean, look, Shoot Mania. Shoot Mania is also a terrible name.
Shoot Mania is terrible. Terrible name.
At least it's only a few syllables.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably shouldn't make your game's name a sentence.
It sounds like they based it off like someone's
PhD fucking term paper or something.
So, like I said, Ubisoft going to dominate the early news here.
Yeah.
So, next up, Ubisoft, who, as we just made fun of, said that we, you know, PC pirates 95% of their games, all that stuff. So within a week of that story coming out, which I think we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Rock, Paper, Shotgun, who pull no punches and give no fucks, got Ubisoft to actually come for an interview and basically just shit on them a bunch. Like, in a polite way, though. Every single answer in this interview, well, basically it comes down to Ubisoft is dropping all their DRM. You'll have a one-time online activation, and that's it. Which, if you've played with Uplay and everything else, it's obviously, we've talked about it enough. It's a pain in the ass, but basically every single answer in this Rock, Paper, Shotgun interview is PR. All of it.
So it's painful to read through these answers, and to their credit, RPS like completely demolishes them and really puts them on the spot with these questions, and they try to sidestep everything. But they, I mean, if you read between the lines, they pretty much admit that the whole thing was a mistake. And the one thing that they do admit is that they do admit that it's been damaging to their argument, like their piracy argument, to never actually release any hard data. So they did at least admit that, which obviously we all know is true, but it's nice to hear them actually finally say it after, what, years of just complete tone-deaf responses.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the first question they asked him was, you know, about that, about Yves Guillaume saying Ubisoft's piracy rates are 90-95%, hence the move toward online gaming. But in July last year, your DRM was described as being a success and showing a clear reduction in piracy. Can you talk about how those two statements square up? So every question is like this, though. Every question is basically like completely paints them into a corner,
yeah,
which is awesome. And they just, with regard to the numbers are coming from both internal and external research. Like, that's as clear as they get. But
I love when they say things like, that was an unfortunate comment. That is the top of like PR speak. Like, you're not willing to really call the person out. You're just like, that was an unfortunate comment.
Like this one. That's excellent news. Do you have any regrets about the always-on DRM that you had been using? We've listened to feedback. We will continue to listen to feedback. We will continue to make sure that we deliver great games and great services and are now operating under this policy.
See, they don't actually answer the question. They just say something.
Ubisoft is run by alien robots. We will listen to feedback. We will do best to do better. They're the worst.
No, that's pretty much every answer.
Hey, but I mean, like you said, it's good to get a moderate, at least, acknowledgement, like you're saying, Brandon, of them being like, it didn't work.
It's going to be gone, though. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to have to deal with it anymore. So people who did, and I'm one of them, people who just didn't buy their games on PC, I would say it'd be okay probably now with that. You won't be annoyed, at least.
Yeah, blog is good.
Yeah, I mean, literally, so, I've abstained from purchasing their games just because of that. Even like this past Steam sale, I think, what was it, Brotherhood? Or one of the Assassin's Creed.
I really wish I would have gotten that now.
One of the Assassin's Creed games was like $10, and I thought about buying it. Literally, the only reason I didn't was like, you know what? I probably won't get much time to play it, and I really don't want to support them because of their DRM. But the nice thing is they at least did agree to this interview. I mean, usually they're just completely silent and they just say dumb things. So at least they finally did an interview with RPS, and you know, like you said, the end of all this is that Ubisoft apparently has learned a little bit, and they're gonna take the always on DRM off. And I think the way it sounds like that applies to all their current games and future games. Like, they're not enforcing the always on connection stuff for their current games too. So good news all around.
Debate on whether or not Uplay was actually going to be gone, but I think it is, because that's a big part of, you have to be on that to play. So
yeah. Oh god, Uplay.
I love Uplay. I can get achievements in that I will unlock downloadable wallpapers for my desktop. That's a great, what an incentive, because I can't go to Google Images.
Nope.
to get the same ones. Yeah. So now we're on to John's favorite product of the year.
John loves it.
The Razer Blade R2 is coming out. If you want to spend an exorbitant amount of money on a somewhat underpowered laptop with a cool touchscreen, this is the one for you. it's got a GeForce GT550 555M now, and it's now $300 cheaper, actually. It's $2,500 now, and it's got a 640M in it and an Ivy Bridge quad-core. So, 640M I will admit,
for $2,500. That is ludicrous.
I will admit, it looked really sexy at PAX.
Wasn't the first one a fucking product? And the functionality, like, they have some really cool functionality, like the little touch screen that can, like, play a YouTube video. It's not important at all, but it's cool functionality, you know. And they have a lot of really great features that I think they overvalue in regards to performance, and that's why the price is so high.
Listen, you're marketing this to hardcore gamers. Not like no hardcore gamer is going to use a touchpad.
Right.
It's just not going to happen.
All right, dude, you know how big the iOS market is for huge FPS players? You don't understand, man.
I have the first, I don't have the second one, but the first thing I did with my touchpad is I changed it to kittens. I was like, that was the first thing, like when I opened it up, installed the things I need to install, and I went on my browser and I just looked up kittens, and I changed my trackpad to kittens. I cannot tell you how happy that made me. It made me so happy to know that my trackpad was two adorable kittens and they were just staring at me. Again, I'm basically telling you I'm not a hardcore gamer, but it is heartwarming for me nonetheless.
There you go.
I think the Blade, we've said this with the when the first one got announced, I think the Blade would be really good if it was like $1,200.
No. I would say even like $2,000. Like if it was just I could understand some sort of premium for the touchpad. I still wouldn't buy it. But $2,500 like with a GT640M, like that's $1,000 PC in terms of components. You can't charge a $1,500 premium and expect it to sell.
Mm. Well, it did revolutionize.
Is there a price drop in this new one, right?
$300
Yeah. Right,
okay. Thanks for listening, one? Scott.
Was that?
How much is the old one, like the original?
$2,800.
Wait, yeah. So the older one is more expensive?
Yeah.
Well, no, when they came out. I don't know if it's still.
I think the new one replaces the old one, so there's a price drop on the new version.
Kind of like the MacBooks. Okay.
Oh, okay. So there's... Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Razer.com is not a site. Don't go there.
Okay. Well, now I have to go there.
I'm curious, too.
Okay. Razer.com.
Searching N10 on Google Images.
Oh, so the last piece of news before... I explained to Adam how the show works a little before, but he'll feel right at home in the Twitter section being on Inbox. Okay. So, but... last story here is something that's really cool, especially all the videos that I've seen of this are so cool. And I was saying in the pre-show, I'm building a little HT PC that my wife's going to use, and we're going to put it on the TV upstairs. And Steam Big Picture is cool.
Are you going to do dual comms on Minecraft with your wife?
You should.
I should.
Call it Wifecraft, and it'll get millions of views.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I'll be rich in no Wifecraft. Time. but no.
What if a face cam if we're making a sandwich, dude? Like, you'll never have to work again.
But Clayman90, Recky, who puts out, like, basically just gameplay videos, but he put out a video of it in action. Mm. Valve, they just know what they're doing. That's all there is to it. I mean... That thing is so nice on a big format screen like that. And even the way the typing is, I don't know why like Xbox or PlayStation didn't think of this before. Or I don't think Valve invented this. I was reading some articles. But what you do is with the left stick, you can like move to sets of letters. So you're not moving through like a whole... thing, you can actually type pretty well. So if you left stick to like it's a group of four and they all correspond to the buttons on the like X, Y, and A, B buttons, and so it's pretty cool. But I don't know how useful it is.
Yeah, I literally don't care at all.
But for someone with a home theater PC, it's useful, but how many people play on their TV? Like, the ginger bonk?
I think there's probably a lot of people. I mean, I don't know how hardcore you could really consider it, but...
Did Mark play on his TV for a while? I thought he did for some reason.
I think there are some people that they like the lean-back type experience, and I guess if you're playing games that that work well with a controller, you know, I mean, especially like with, you know, a lot of apartment setups and stuff, your living room TV will be like right behind where your PC is. So you could run a HDMI cable, you know, through the wall. And so it's not like people would really have to do that much. You just hook up your gaming PC to your TV. I mean, it seems pretty cool. I know some people were looking forward to this. Makes me want to try it with my PC, but then I don't really want to do that much effort.
Yeah. Well, I'll
just do it with my tablet just to see what it's like what the interface is like.
I will be doing it because it's made for that size of a display, so there's no reason to use regular Steam if I can use that instead.
I just like that Steam is kind of trying to, you know, they're now doing the, you know, applications and non-gaming applications, and now big pictures coming out. Like, Steam is really trying to make kind of an ecosystem play to be on all your screens, which I fully support.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be on the Ouya. Ouya.
That's how tyranny starts, Brandon. So you shouldn't let them take over your household.
If tyranny starts with Gabe Newell, sign me up.
Mm. Yeah. I'm down.
I bet he'd be my tyrant. For sure.
All right, guys, that was the news section. We did cut it back a little bit. The new PC build guides are on the site right now, though.
We didn't talk build guides, but not much change.
Not much change. So,
The starter build changed. Go look at them. It's really good.
Yeah. So
go look at them.
What a pitch.
Wow.
Well, I didn't know if we were going to talk about them or not. You seemed like you wanted to move on.
Because... Yeah.
Well, that's anyway. Fine. That's okay. That's not like I put any work into that.
Bro, calm down.
Whoa. All
right. So, we're going to take a quick break, guys, and then we're going to move into the Twitter section, which, good God, people, what have you done to us this time?
Well, that's the most menacing country commercial I've ever.
You will all die. Dude,
what have you done?
Well, added some good ones.
What have you done to the darkness?
What have you done to Rachel and the Twitter questions?
Friend, you were wake up.
Where are the detonators?
Yeah, sorry about that. I figured that was because you didn't respond for like 3 seconds.
Yeah, I was grimacing for a bit there.
I have a question. Why are all the YouTube videos locked in at a certain view count?
View counter is just broken.
Yeah, it's just broken.
This is broken.
That happen often? That's the first time I've ever seen. Like, I know,
it's,
like,
it's like the first time I've seen it this bad in like.
Oh, okay.
It's been like 6-7 months since it's been this bad, but it happened before. Yeah.
I just figured my videos weren't getting any views.
No, it's like weird numbers. It's like one video is like 17,255.
They're getting really random stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like 301 is like the one that always. 301
stays or 303, one of the two. But this is like interesting. I was like, I didn't know.
303 is my favorite musician group.
Oh, so
303,
throw up the hand sign with your tiny hands.
Your hands are adorable. Look at what those sticks back up.
Do you want my hands on your Razer touchpad?
Oh, look at that. Like, your hand is a touchpad, basically. You have two kittens right in front of you, basically. Yeah.
Man,
nice.
Kittens would probably be more useful. I can't even palm a miniature basketball.
Can you palm a baseball?
I can, actually. I can palm a miniature basketball. I have to, like, focus it, though. I'm like, fingers extend.
Would you have the force? What are you focusing?
Like, you can't just, like, grab it, like, kind of autopilot your brain. Like, when you grab something, like, I have to think about grabbing a miniature basketball. Apparently Scott really enjoys this.
Your life is so tragic, dude. First the lobster.
Look at this. Look at this cup. Look at this cup. It's like it goes halfway. That's I'm on the fringe of dropping this glass.
Oh,
look at this. I can barely hold my chapstick. I can barely hold it.
your chest.
And now it's time for Twitter questions with the KB Mod Podcast. So moving on to Twitter, which has some quite good ones this week, I must say. So we'll start with this first one here. At Lebo5 asks, is that the real C. Nanners, or did APL already replace him?
Replacement jokes. I haven't heard those before. And you're going to actually ask me a question, Lebo? How about you spell my name right, you fucking idiot?
Yeah, you got
spell your with name. A C. With a C? Come on now, dude. That's a little...
The next one's even better. I'm going to roll into that. Mr. Wicked Rhyme. How you met Mark and Jay Horden?
Jay Horden. I love Jay Horden.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's a question on all of Nick's
videos.
And the
fact that he said Jordan and not Jarden, that's a little upsetting.
Yeah, you gotta get it right.
It's Merck and Jarden.
First two questions have been complete failures by complete idiots. Moving on.
All right. Screw it. We're not even answering those.
I love Lebo. He's a nice kid.
Just a weird trio. At Anion, I think that's how you pronounce his name, asks, Kill, Fuck, Marry, Tony the Tiger, Jim Carrey, or Queen Latifah?
Who wants to go first?
Wait, what?
Say what again? A random...
Kill, Fuck, Marry, Tony the Tiger, Jim Carrey, Queen Latifah.
Oh, God.
All right, I'd fuck Tony the Tiger, because, let's be honest, you got to do bestiality once.
Is he like... He's like a humanoid like tiger.
Animal, yeah.
He walks. That's a good transition into real bestiality.
Yeah, it's the gateway bestiality.
Yeah.
Tony.
It's like the poser bestiality. It's like, I just want to piss my parents off by fucking an animal, but I don't really want to fuck an animal. And then I would marry Jim Carrey. Yeah. I married Jim Carrey because one, he's Canadian, and two, he's just a solid, entertaining dude. And I would kill Queen Latifah because jellyfish.
Because you're racist.
That's all I'll say.
Because you're racist.
Yeah, dude,
wow. Jellyfish.
It rears its ugly head on the KB Mod.
Who fell asleep during the Sphere, Nick? Who fell asleep during the Sphere?
I fell asleep during Sphere. I'm sorry.
You are a horrible person. I will never forgive you for that. Me and Alex will never forgive you.
Sphere is a solid film.
Sphere is a good movie, and it's an even better book. And Nick read the book and couldn't even finish.
I didn't read the. I have never read Sphere.
Well, either way.
Sphere is an excellent book.
But Nick can read.
I
use pop-up books.
What would I do? Tony the Tiger, Jim Carrey. God, I'm definitely killing Queen Latifah. There's no
really, way. Really.
I'm dead.
Oh hell no!
I'm sorry. I just felt like that needed to be done. God. What is that movie where she's skiing? They're skiing, and
I know what you're talking about. I know. I've seen that movie, and I feel bad for knowing what you're talking about.
It's so horrible.
I feel so bad as a human being.
Someone in the chat, please tell me. It's like an awful romantic comedy. Oh, I can't think of the name.
I don't know why I've seen that.
Either way.
Tyler Perry.
Last movie. Holiday.
Last Holiday for Face God Swag 420XX. Thank you, sir.
Of all the people to answer to know what that is, it's XX Base God Swag 420XX.
Very strong.
He's on top of his Queen Latifah films.
LeFou Chez is just like, it's fucking awful. It's to it. It's a fucking awful movie. Yeah.
I'd kill Jim Carrey.
Why?
I don't like him. I don't like his face.
That's great, dude.
Whoa. Whoa.
I'd marry Queen Latifah because I think we would get along well together.
I agree with that. You seem like that's the choice you would make.
I'm actually with Nick on this one.
Really?
I'd marry Queen Latifah.
He's rich as fuck.
Yeah, dude. Tony the Tiger is a fictional character.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey's batshit insane. That's your choice.
And Queen Latifah. You know she a thick bitch. I like that. Right.
She's thick.
She's thick. Look at her. She's thick.
She is.
Oh, God. Oh. All right, I'm moving on.
Yeah, let's keep
going. At Super Freak asks, whose beard would you rather motorboat, Nanners or Scott?
Nanners.
I think this
Nanners
is no-brainer.
Won't get engulfed by, I don't know, Satan? I feel like I'd get lost inside Scott's
Adam's beard's well-maintained. He probably conditioned that shit.
Hold on. So my beard, my facial hair is actually, it's like pokier. It's smaller hairs. Scott's, at least, it's soft.
If you rub against this, it's
no,
like
it's
sandpaper.
Not. It's not. It's not soft. It's very coarse. I've felt it.
No,
it is not that coarse.
No, I'm gonna go with Scott, man. Scott, that's
you can. Well, you really can't motorboat yourself, Adam. So
that's true.
You're kind of defaulted to answering as to Scott.
Yeah. And I would motorboat Adam. So there you go. I mean, that would be. Yeah, it'd be mutual.
I don't want to be sucked into the Jumanji beard over here. It'll take me for like 30 years. I'll come back as Robin Williams.
The Jumanji beard.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. I do sometimes hear like this really weird drum beat inside of my beard. It always is terrifying.
Peter! It might be Garrett's incoming towards you. That's that thing.
Jeez.
That beard has a full-on tribe in it.
Yeah, it does.
He actually told us that there's Nigerian baby arms in it, I believe. Wow. Which I'm not sure where he's going with that, but this next one's from Go for Gold 88, and this is a really obvious answer. So, which KB Mod member is most likely to start a Toontown Let's Play first?
Toontown.
This is an obvious answer. He's not on the podcast right now, but this is really obvious.
Jenkins?
Yeah, Black Lead Attack, dude. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah, I mean, that guy plays everything.
I played Toontown when I was like 10, and I was 10, and I thought that shit was retarded. It was like the worst thing.
Did you throw your controller down? This shit is retarded.
No, it's a computer game, though.
Is it?
You can't play with a controller, you noob.
Wow, dude. Yeah, you can.
Well, I'm sure you can.
Shit
is Toontown still a thing, though?
Boom.
I'm looking this up. Oh, God, it's a thing.
Closes the web browser as fast as he can.
Just uninstalled.
At Mr. Wicked Rhyme asks, this guy made it twice. Wow, what a legend. Well, this one's a very, I don't know. I already have an answer.
But I shouldn't say my answer.
If your pubic hair could look like any historical figure's face, what would it be?
Hitler.
What? Why?
Well, when you said you shouldn't say it, maybe you should have said it.
I want to know his reasoning. I don't think he has any reasoning other than he wanted to say Hitler.
I just want to say Hitler.
I knew it.
I was going to go with Mr. T, but
that's not
that was my choice.
I like how Mr. T is considered a historical figure.
Yeah.
B.A. Baracus saved so many people, dude. Come on.
Go with that.
Gotta go Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln's the... You putting a top hat on?
Would have a beard.
Yeah. How would Einstein's mustache? Probably.
Solid choice. What about Wilford Brimley?
No! That's a horrible answer! And he's not a historical figure! Isn't he still alive?
Is he?
I don't want to sit down and think of diabetes.
Brandon's dead.
Pretty medical all the time.
It's a toss up right now for me between Tom Selleck and Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, you know what? Mine's really obvious. I don't know why I didn't think of it earlier. Shirley Temple. God, I love
her. That's very popular.
On that road, then I go a 6-year-old Dakota fan.
Oh, stop.
Oh.
Hey, I didn't say what age Shirley Temple. I'm just saying in general, Shirley Temple was
pretty specific.
If you think about Shirley Temple, what age do you normally go to?
I don't know, dude. I don't know what age.
45-year-old Shirley Temple. What a great lady.
Ooh, some good suggestions to the stream. Yeah. Morgan Freeman is a solid one. Yeah. And Gaben.
That's a historical figure. Doesn't that mean they have to be dead?
I want to visit your history teachers where these are historical figures.
Exist in our time period. Like, I guess they technically are historical figures, but they're not dead yet. A lot of them.
What about you? If it had to look like someone.
Adam.
What?
If it had to look like someone, Adam.
So this is whose hair? My hair?
Your pubes.
Yes.
Your hair.
Pubes.
Who would you want?
I know that this is Okay, you know, like Ghostbusters, when he says clear your mind, and the first thing you think about is not what you should think about. I thought about Shamu. That was I literally I went Shamu. I don't know why, but my brain just went straight to Shamu. And there's your
answer. No, you want that. You want that because every time you pull your dick out, you go Free Willy.
Nick goes for the most obvious joke possible. There it is.
That's not Shamu. Oh, I didn't
think about it. Does Miss Frizzle count as a famous person? Historical figure.
The entire cast of Magic School.
Yeah, even the bus. I want every single person and
no, the bus. No, you have the bus, and outside the window is each person, like with their head out the window.
The iguana too. I want the iguana too.
How creative do you think these renderings are going to be when they're?
You have a hell of a barber, yeah, or whatever that would call.
It's going to be etched in there like an oil painting.
There's probably a large market for pubic barbers.
I know. I'm an entrepreneur. Thing called jazzing for vaginas, but yeah, I don't know.
You can practice on me, John. I'll be your I'll be your canvas.
Oh, man.
Wow, now to a question that is completely normal.
So just vanilla.
At Tumizd, what is your weapon of choice in Counter-Strike?
Silenced M4 and 1.6. Done.
R.I.P. silencer. R.I.P.
Yeah, seriously. God damn it.
No silence. I'm actually going to go with Silenced M4 from Source.
I will go
Big Daddy's too.
MP7 silence, rapid fire, running Ninja Pro and Shupper Gunner. Right. I would go AK-47 in any of the Counter Strikes. I'm a fan.
I might go Galil and go though.
The AK-47 will allow you to almost make it to the invite leagues, but never quite crack the surface after 15 years. So
yeah.
If you want to be a never was, you use the AK-47.
Never was.
John manages to poop.
I knew. Anytime there's a Counter Strike question, it always happens. It always happens.
I gotta go with the Deagle from Source or 1.6, but not go.
The obvious answer would be Deagle for me too, but no,
I got nothing more satisfying than a one dig.
Yeah,
GG one dig.
So, this next one from a Twitter name that when I was writing it, I didn't know what was happening. So, this is from Mike's Still YDGN.
Mike's Still EDGN. Mike Stilly.
Okay.
Repeating what Ben just did.
How do you know it's not Mike Still Diggin?
Mike Still Diggin. What if it's Mick S. Tilly? What you doing, Mike? I'm still digging. I'm fixing a divot.
We'll get to the question. if you could be known for creating one video game series, which would it be? What about you, Adam?
One series? Oh, wow.
Best gaming series of all time.
People probably... Miyamoto would probably be the best choice, because, like, Mario or Zelda, like, that's... Regardless of what you like, I mean, that's the way to go.
It's not a bad choice.
Scott would, of course, have created the Counter-Strike mod.
Absolutely. I would be... Lee and God, what's his first name? Hold on, the original creator.
You're a real enthusiast.
I should know that. I interview. God damn it. Anyway, yes, I would have created Counter Strike.
Deus Ex.
Oh,
do you love your Deus Ex? I would go with Half Life.
Pokemon Snap.
Just that game, not the whole series. Just that game.
It's a series, dude. There's speculation of a new one coming out.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. What about you? Well, no, Alex, I'm even going to ask him. I know what that answer is, too. Obviously, he wants to be Ken Levine. We all know that. He
literally wants to be him.
Inside him, yeah. Mostly. what about you, Brandon?
I'm trying to think. I think I would go with the Wolfenstein series. You got Wolfenstein 3D, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, and Enemy Territory.
Ooh, and Enemy Territory Quake Wars, fantastic fucking game.
That's true, yeah. I guess you would want to go out on the bottom.
And then in a sideways, you would have made Brink, too, in a way.
Well, how do you feel, like, Brandon? How do you feel about Brink? You know, enough for that one?
Right, they didn't say the developer. They said responsible for a series or a franchise. So I took the question literally at face value.
I think John is the only one. Actually, I don't even know if this next question, but at Zila D asks, do any of you own 120 hertz monitors, and do you think they are worth it?
No.
I don't.
No. Done.
See, Orb swears by it.
No, so, they're not.
What's your opinion, John?
No, listen, they're not worth it unless you just have extra money to spend. Sure,
I'm pretty sure Orb has one, and he uses Ninja Pro, so think about that. Ninja Pro with Shupper Gunner.
They are super expensive, though, 120 hertz.
They're not worth it. Instead of getting a 120 hertz monitor, just get two 60 hertz monitors. Done.
It adds up, right, dude?
Yeah, together it's 120 hertz. So.
So there you go. Don't waste your money. The Zechi asks a relevant question. Yes. Adam here too. Mods are very popular in YouTube right now. How do you think that will affect how important mod support is in games? I don't think it'll matter for the really, really big titles. They just don't care. But
no, but a lot of indie, like a lot of the bigger guys, like the bigger companies, the bigger franchises, they don't really give a shit what happens on YouTube. But a lot of these, a lot of like the indie games and the smaller developers, they're going to see that this is another potential outlet for free marketing.
Yeah.
And they're going to jump all over the opportunity. Like they don't have to, you don't have to open up your game wide open. You just have to like, just little things. Let people create their own maps. Let people adjust the way the game plays. You don't have to let people completely rework the game to have successful mods. Look at Skyrim. Little shit that you allow people to do in your games that can drastically change the way the game plays. And if that turns out being popular on YouTube, that's the best marketing you can have, because that is being marketed to gamers. That's not being marketed to the masses. That's straight free marketing to the gamer demographic that you're looking for, that a lot of companies struggle to figure out a way to do. Like the hardest part about marketing a game is figuring out how to target that specific demographic you're trying to target. I'm good.
So yeah, I think
okay.
You made the words, thanks, and I agree with them.
Wow, mm-hmm. The words, they came out of you. But like, yeah, like how many people bought? How many people bought Arma because of DayZ?
So, I bought it for Arma. I'm telling you, going into a serious Arma game and team killing your team is more fun than DayZ.
I want to do that.
God, I swear to God. The physics are obnoxious. You spawn in and you shoot a rocket launcher at the ground, and they literally fly 5 miles. They shoot straight up in the air and they fly. And it's like,
I think it's a
minutes.
Realistic simulator.
It's 10 minutes before they can spawn again in some of the maps, so you know they're having a bad time.
This is John's entire gaming life.
And John's really happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About what?
So yeah, it's pretty important for the smaller games. Not so much for like Black Ops 2, for instance. Oh, question. What is C Nanner's favorite mod? The chat asks.
There you go. That's a good question.
Well, it always changes, though. That's a thing. Because, like, I thought DayZ was my favorite mod, and then I got Trouble in Terrorist Town. Like, that's my favorite mod. And then I play The Hidden. I'm like, well, that's amazing. Like, I think it's kind of hard.
That is the best mod ever.
Yeah, go with what mod have you put the most time into?
Probably DayZ, but that's, I mean, like, now that I play Trouble in Terrorist Town, the problem with mods like Trouble in Terrorist Town and Hidden, it depends on your experience is decided upon who your party is. Like if you have a bunch of guys who are having a great time, it's amazing. But if you have somebody come in and play Trouble in Terrorist Town, it's like super serious or something. You'd be like, dude, that's not how you play this game. Like you have to like give each other shit. Like that's how it works. And I think that it's hard because I know that for Crysis 3, they're having The Hidden in one of their, I don't know what they're calling it. They'll probably be like, you know, The Cloaked or something. I don't know what they'll call it. But the idea that, it's kind of subjective because my Trouble in Terrorist Town experience is drastically different than somebody else's. But I mean, pretty much anything that's Counter-Strike, to be honest, like anything I've played with Gary's mod and Counter-Strike has been like the best. And we continue to just play random stuff. And even Jailbreak. I mean, like it's if Hutch and I were playing together, it would be amazing. Cause if he was an inmate, I'd be like, suck your toes.
Suck your toes or you're dead.
Like, I would give him so much crap.
And
like,
goodbye, and I would, horses in the background?
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, goodbye. I'd be like, I'd be putting on chapstick. I'd be like, you know, like it's definitely.
Would you suck my toes? I'd suck my toes.
I'd suck my toes hard.
Yeah, like, it's a, but you can't beat, like, there's, the experiences are, like, one of kind. Like especially Trouble in Terroristown. Like, I've not had, like, I remember the first night I played, that following day, I had a headache. I'm like, why do I have such a bad, I was like, oh, because I was laughing hysterically for, like, 3 hours. Like, it does a number on you. But the best experience, I'd say Trouble in Terroristown. But, I mean, with Hidden and Daisy, it's kind of hard. But, I mean, like, in general, like, that game is hilarious. Like, well, that mod's hilarious. Like, you can't beat, like, just crapping on your friend's trust. It's just, like, it's so money. Like, the reveal is amazing every time. So, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, for us, that, I mean, the Hidden was kind of the same experience for us. Yeah. Those couple of magical nights. But, yeah, when it worked real well. And, we have those videos up, Scott, of just, what's his name, Wolf.
Oh, freaking out from the Hidden?
Just absolutely. Yeah. He thought he was going to die in real life, I think. Like,
he did.
The Hidden was after him, man.
Later we found out he was on several kinds of mushrooms.
Yeah. Yeah, that. But yeah, I love the Hidden. It's one of my favorites.
Seriously, some game studio, just take the idea completely.
Please. Just rip it
sell
off.
Sell it $15.
That's really good.
Yeah, the Hidden Z.
Yeah, add kill streaks and zombies.
Kill streaks.
Well, you don't even have to do that. If you have a first person shooter, just make it a game type. That's what I was talking to.
Well, Crysis. Yeah, Crysis has.
I was
Crysis
talking
3.
To Jared today. I was like, why don't you just take all the popular stuff that appears on YouTube that only takes like a week to craft? Put some of your team on it. Have a custom. The problem with the Hidden is there was what, 4 servers like before we started uploading videos. Now there's probably like 10. Like, the demand for it is very high, and it's like, right. People will jump on your game seeing it play, like, not even knowing what Blacklight is. I'm like, dude, well, people will jump on your game, they'll play your game, and then maybe after they've played the Hidden whatever it is, say, oh, what else is there? Oh, there's a core, you know, hardcore element to this. We're going to play Deathmatch and whatever. Like, you can bring, like, don't even try to, like, rename it. Just call it The Hidden. This is really cool. So we made it in our game because we're not full of ourselves. Like, that should be... like a normal practice, because I think the problem is a lot of people just get uppity. Like, they feel like, oh, no. This is our experience, and it's going to be drastically different than everyone else's, and we're not the other developers. It's like, just be okay with the fact that, like, a good idea is a good idea. It's like even look at Minecraft. I mean, Minecraft didn't just come out of nowhere. I mean, Infominer, like, you know, it's like it's iterations, like things build upon each other. And it's like, if you can give us that same experience in an engine that runs flawlessly, like, why be bashful about that? Like, just make it a possibility. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want the Hidden.
Yeah, and that, well, actually, bring a Blacklight and the Hidden. You could, that would be so easy.
They already got in there.
They already got invisibility.
Yeah.
There's already invisibility.
If they added all those game types, it would just become, like, a YouTuber's hub for everything.
Yeah, it would be perfect. Like, I would go and play nothing but that game. If I didn't have to go, like, and find some zip file and make sure that, you know, I install it correctly and all these things. Like, if I had one place I had to go and everything was there, like, why not? Like, I don't know what they're going to do for the new Garry's mod that's going to be released, I don't know, this month. Like, I don't know how that's integrated, but if they could do something similar to that or just make it easy for us to play what we want to play, like, it just seems like a no-brainer. And it's not like you don't have to spend 2 years making a game. You just change elements. It's like Blacklight already has invisibility. Like, just put a knife in his hand and, you know, spawn people in a certain, you know, just it makes sense.
Can I interrupt? Bob in the chat, he brings up a good question. Do you use your own voice pack on Blacklight?
I did it once and it was terrifying.
It was terrifying.
I used it when it was like really new. So, like, it was seriously like that Garry vault in Fallout 3 where it's like, Garry! Garry!
Garry! Garry!
I'm reloading! And then, like, I hear like 5 Garry versions of that. Grenade! And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I need to stop playing this.
Oh,
this
cool. That's funny, Bob. Follow-up question, would anyone use a Nick Fenton voice pack? That's funny.
Let's see in the chat.
I'd use my own voice pack.
Ooh. I know you would. I think the chat.
Yes, I would use.
everyone say yes, so I can get a voice pack.
Well, we tried to get your boy Bang's voice pack.
Oh,
and
my
that campaign.
God.
Hey, girl. You want my bullets in your gun, girl?
Your boy Bangs.
God, he's petitioned Jared. He didn't pay attention. I don't think he knows who Bangs is. I don't think he understands. But, all right. We're getting down to the last few questions here. At Malblood asks, what is your favorite comic book?
Does Watchmen
John Constantine Hellblazer, I think, probably would be.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, if Watchmen counts.
Yeah, it's Watchmen then.
When I actually collected comics in the mid-90s there, I liked the Batman. Batman stuff was awesome. When the actual Bane stuff happened in the comics was amazing.
My favorite comics are unnamed fanfic artwork of unnamed YouTubers. I
know. Oh, there is some gold. God, one day.
I may or may not see.
Those are my favorite comics.
I totally agree.
I'm looking at totally right now.
Especially when it involves a YouTuber doing acts with another YouTuber.
Yeah.
YouTube fan fiction. God.
God, I could hook you up, bro. I could hook you up.
Snanner's camera turns off.
The first one that came up is YouTube Chapter 1, The Banana Mishap.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I probably shouldn't read
any of this. I wrote my own fan fiction with Nick.
What?
I just write my own fan fiction. Like, it's all me. Like, I'm a fan, but I also have sex with Nick in it.
Wow. Those two activities happen. I am a fan of Nick. And then we... So next question is from the unoriginal me, and I can't believe we haven't had this question before. Why don't you look at me when we are making love anymore?
Because you can't make eye contact through a bag.
Oh, shit.
Because you have no eyes, you're a fleshlight. What if you just glued on like those googly, those plastic googly eyes?
Oh god! No. I don't know if I could go through with that.
So when you move it, the eye, the pupils are just like. Ooh.
If you can go through with doing it with a fleshlight in the first place, I'm sure you could do the googly eyes too.
Oh, that is sick!
Wow,
that's good.
Googly eyes.
Good. Oh my goodness!
Good.
Wow.
Well.
Right. At NightEye93 asks, I want to get into PC gaming, but I can only get a hold of a low-end PC for now. What are some good games for my shitty PC?
Counter-Strike.
Source everything.
Download anything free-to-play and see if you can run it.
Yeah. League of Legends is good.
League of Legends, Counter-Strike, Source 1.6, TF2 if you use an TF2. FPS config. If you don't run an FPS config, TF2 is actually really harsh now.
Minecraft.
Play Left 4 Dead. That's good.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead will work. Anything on the original Source engine. Left 4 Dead's...
Portal.
Yeah. Portal 2, you can scale back pretty well.
Torchlight 1 and 2.
Modern Warfare 3.
Diablo 3, you can dump down pretty significantly.
Black Ops is pretty well performing on low-end PCs.
Yep. Call of Duty 4, Call of Duty 2.
Like Bastion, Plants vs. Zombies. There's a lot of good, good options out there.
Tons, and they're all cheap, too. So... There you go. Oh, MapleStory, obviously.
Fuck you.
So, two questions left. No, we're skipping that one. We already answered that, essentially. Last one. A food question for CNN's closeout.
Okay.
At PatsFan9278 says, what is your favorite kind of dip?
Yep.
Queso, dip. Spinach, artichoke, buffalo chicken.
Anything
that has cilantro. Cilantro is like the best thing ever. I don't think I can ever get bored of cilantro. If you just put it in something that doesn't belong, like if you combine things and it just has no place, like I don't even care. I'm like, oh, cilantro. It's the best dish I've ever had. So, cilantro. Anything.
I would go with like homemade salsa. There's this place we went in Seattle.
I'm gonna go with Skull Straight, really dog. Copenhagen.
That is a delicious
long cut, dude. Long cut.
You like dip, boy?
Copenhagen dip? Long cut.
Dude, Copenhagen.
Do you even dip?
Do you even dip? Gamma Labs dip. That's my favorite one.
My favorite dip is actually the cherry dipsticks. They're fucking fantastic.
Those are great, dude. Oh, man.
Salsa con queso is my serious answer.
All right, bros. Oh, sure. That is it for the podcast proper.
And, wait, and my favorite dip is fun dip.
Okay. Good, solid choice, solid choice. So that's it. Big thanks to Adam, aka yes, CNanners, coming on tonight.
Yep.
Even mid dinner, but one last thing before we go, Mark, don't cut this off. Yeah, I said that mid cast, so he doesn't cut off the end. So next weekend, this is a few Extra Life announcements. We're getting close. We're getting really close. Next weekend, Utorak, Moving Target, Munch Gamer, and the Andrew have their 24-hour stream for the KB Mod team on, I think it's on Moving Target's Twitch channel. I don't have the link right in front of me. We put it on Facebook a couple days ago.
I meant Munch on Friday night, by the way. Nice bro. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, random.
Definitely check them out. Donate to them as well.
Yeah.
The KB Mod team is already at $2,200 or something like that. Yeah. We're catching up with D4 and a couple other teams. They are going for 24 hours straight, of course. As far as us, we are doing it on the weekend Extra Life happens, October 19th into the 20th, and perhaps longer, depending on how much energy we have. But the goal this year is $50,000, so please get friends and family to donate, get everybody to donate. We will be linking all the time. Chez just linked it in chat. Bob's 2500K is up for a prize this year, so you can win a CPU. We're going to have a lot of other stuff. We have a hat signed by the entire Hawken development team. We have a few more Hawken hats. We have lots of codes and other swag to give away.
Got some AMD CPUs.
Yep, some AMD APUs to give away.
APUs, yeah.
I might give out some googly-eyed fleshlights.
Yes, googly-eyed fleshlights are you giving out? Now, there's a chance, don't quote this because we got to talk about it, but there's a chance there's going to be a 660 Ti up for we will keep you updated on that. But October 19th into the 20th, and there may also be another couple streams that we'll need to let you know on from a certain Eat My Addiction and some other people. So we will let you guys know. So October 19th and 20th, and next weekend for Andrew and Utorak and Moop Target. Those guys are hysterical too, especially when they're not on any sleep. So go check them out on Twitch and donate. Yes. And we will see you on the 20th of that. Next week for the podcast, I'm sorry, I have so much to pimp here at the end. next week on the podcast, Hawken Developers coming out. Chance for you guys to win Alpha Access. This isn't going to be they're going to have a lot of people in Alpha, but it's not going to be that easy to just get a key. So, tune in next week for that, and we'll be interviewing them and talking about the Alpha. And, that's it, guys. Thank you very much for coming out.
Judy.
Thanks to Adam. And we will see you on episode 60 next week.
Number 60.